At Fort Benning, Georgia, a young Iraqi soldier has become the first Iraqi to graduate from Ranger School, the U.S. Army's most elite training program. It's a grueling ordeal that pushes soldiers to their physical and mental limits, and a personal triumph for any soldier who completes the course. Now it's a milestone for the new Iraqi Army. NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
Company, attach, ho!
Ranger!
Rangers, ho!
Ah!
With an hour to go before a ceremony on the banks of Lake Victory at Fort Benning, Georgia, new graduates rehearse the Ranger Creed.
Recognize that I volunteer as a Ranger!
Recognize that I volunteer as a Ranger!
186 men in green fatigues and buzz cuts, all trim, fit, and young. It's hard to spot the 28-year-old Iraqi Army captain.
Major, request permission to dismiss the class.
Like everyone else, he's completed a course that kept him sleep-deprived and hungry with punishing physical exercise. Most soldiers insist it's the toughest weeks of their lives. Captain Arkan, for security reasons he can only give his first name, comes from a military family in Iraq. He served in an elite unit in Saddam's army. He says he walked off the job in 2003 when the U.S. military arrived in Baghdad. Within months, he was one of the first to sign up for the new Iraqi army.
I have a very big, huge faith in the future, and everything is going to be very good, and it's just a matter of time. That's my motivation right there.
Motivation that was tested. Arkan had to repeat the Ranger course to graduate. It's called recycling. Was there ever a moment he thought of giving up?
That moment never crossed my mind.
So you're going to do it or you're going to die?
I just didn't do and die. It's like this.
It's a measure of his determination. Only about 30% of any class makes it through the first time. More than half the class flunks out. In training that simulates the stress and fatigue of combat, says Lieutenant Colonel John Lang, Brigade Operations Officer.
We have allowed him to prove to himself just how far he can push himself, what he thought his limits were. And when he is in one of these frantic combat situations, he will be able to be the guy that in the fray is making the calm and decisive decisions that will keep his soldiers, civilians, allied soldiers alive.
How you doing? I want everything that you got left.
The last details before graduation. Arkan turns in his training equipment, trades email addresses with close friends. He has adopted certain Americanisms in his time here. He says Roger and ma'am. He translates the standard Iraqi phrase inshallah into English, if God wills it. As a Muslim, he's bound by the ritual of prayer five times a day, which he managed in the mountains of Georgia and the swamps of Florida.
This is the good thing at the Ranger School. They allow you to practice your religion freely. There is nothing restricted about it.
But the first time that you did it, the first time that you pulled out the prayer rug and knelt to pray, did you feel uncomfortable about it the first time?
Never. And when I finished, I got like 20 guys asking me, how do you do this? How was that? But they were asking questions for the good things, not like from bad perspective.
There was a lot of praying during the course, says Jared Miranda. The English major from Duke University is now an officer with the 10th Mountain Division.
Never dealt with God much until somewhere in Florida, in some swamp I started to. I'm not kidding. As silly as it sounds and as cliche as it sounds, it's true.
You'll move out to your unit.
Miranda and many of these graduates are headed to Iraq after Ranger School. They welcome this first Iraqi Ranger, says Christopher Couch of the 1st Cavalry Division.
He'll be the first, and hopefully more will come. And, you know, if they can get as many as they can through here, that'll only help our mission there in Iraq.
A second Iraqi soldier is now in Ranger training at Fort Benning. A dozen Iraqi officers are in Quantico, Virginia with the Marines, part of a key U.S. strategy. American withdrawal from Iraq hinges on the performance of Iraq's security forces, a skilled force loyal not to sectarian leaders, but to a unified Iraqi government. So can one Iraqi Ranger make a difference? I put that question to two recently retired generals. Both had responsibility for training the Iraqi army. First, General John Batiste.
I think it's symbolic more than anything else. I think it's a start.
And General Paul Eaton.
This is memorable. This is just the beginning of the true development of quality guys in this army.
Both retired generals have been publicly critical of Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld's planning for the war and what followed. For the latest word on the Iraqi army, Batiste and Eaton point to the assessment of another retired army general, Barry McCaffrey. He wrote a 7-page memo for West Point based on dozens of interviews with top generals, ambassadors, and troops on the ground in Iraq and Kuwait. McCaffrey's sober analysis: it will take at least 2 to 5 years of U.S. partnership to get the Iraqi army to stand on its own. For now, writes McCaffrey, it is an army that is badly equipped. Resources the U.S. is now planning to provide are inadequate. General Eaton agrees.
We need a Manhattan Project to get after the Iraqi security forces, and we need to properly resource this effort. And the fact that Iraqis do not have more armor than they do right now is a travesty.
Back at Fort Benning, at the graduation ceremony, proud parents and families are here. Iraqi Captain Arkan's family is in Baghdad, but two generals from the Iraqi embassy have flown down from Washington, as well as top U.S. generals and a member of the National Security Council. There is another special guest. He's an example of the price Iraqis can pay for working with Americans. This Iraqi soldier is in uniform, but he arrives in a wheelchair. Insurgents ambushed him at his home, targeted him for his success as a military leader, which is why Captain Arkan cannot reveal his name or any personal details.
So pretty much you don't want to take that risk right now.
If people knew in Iraq that you were here, that would put your family at risk?
Not the people in Iraq. The insurgency and the terrorist groups. Not the people in Iraq. The people in Iraq, they're proud I'm here, I'm sure.
Arkan will be home in a few weeks, hardly enough time for his Ranger buzz cut to grow out. He laughs when it's suggested that he looks like an American. I can handle it, he says. I'm an Iraqi. Deborah Amos, NPR News.